Now listen to the Lord Jesus, verse 39. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." Now, this is a very strange statement, and I'm sure that many of you agree with that. You say, well, I can understand when he says, "I'm coming to this world that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." Now, what does he mean by that? Well, he means simply this, that there are those that have eyes and they see not. That is, they have physical eyes, they see things physically, but they don't see these things spiritually. And the natural man, we are told, Paul tells us that in 1 Corinthians, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Actually, those things are foolishness unto him, and neither can he know them. Why? Well, because they are spiritually discerned. They are foolishness to him. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. And again, let me come back to the illustration that I used about this man that was down in the darkness of the mine at the time of the explosion. And when they turned the lights on, the man just spoke out. He says, "Why don't they turn the lights on?" And the light was shining right in his eyes. And the other man was startled. These miners looked at him. They saw he was blind. The explosion had blinded him. Now, what the Lord Jesus is simply saying is that when you come into the presence of Christ and you still say, "I don't see," or say, as Pilate did, "What is truth?" I say this to you very candidly, and if I may use again another common colloquialism, my friend, if you can come into the presence of Christ and say, "What is truth?" And if you can come into the presence of Christ and say, "Well, I just don't quite get it. I don't see that he's my Savior." Then, my friend, you've had it. You've had it. You have had an opportunity. And you have revealed the fact, though, that you have eyes, you are not seeing at all. Now, that is actually the real difference between the heathen that have never heard the gospel. They're in darkness. And their blindness is not really seen. Now, when the light is put on, if there's someone there that can see and will see as this blind man, then, may I say, the Lord Jesus is going to get in his presence. Because did you notice that the Lord Jesus waited until he had gone through this series of steps, and then he came into his presence? And if there's a man today that wants to know him out yonder in heathenism, the Lord will get the gospel to him, I can assure you that. The gospel will get to him. But the heathen are lost. They're in darkness. But the difference between them and the man who sits in a pew in a church today where there is a preacher who is preaching the Word of God and giving out the gospel. Now, that man is in the presence of light. And it's definitely revealed that he's blind. And if the darkness or if the light in you, the Lord Jesus put it like that, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? That is, if the light right in front of you, you still say it's dark. Though you've heard about Jesus Christ, I say it again, you had it. That's all I can say to you. You had it, friends. Nothing else to tell you about, because you've been brought into the presence of the Savior of the world. Now will you notice, verse 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" We began with a blind man. We end with blind religious leaders. They were blind, spiritually blind. And it's terrible, tragic to be spiritually blind. And yet the blind are everywhere today, only they don't carry a white walking stick. Verse 41. Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. In other words, in the presence of Christ, in the presence of the light, in presence of the revelation of God, they are saying, we have no sin. That means they're blind as a bat spiritually. But the thing is, they say that they're seeing. And you know, the most dogmatic people in the world, they talk about me being dogmatic as a fundamentalist. Well, I want to tell you, the cultists and the atheists today, those that I meet are the most dogmatic persons in the world. They say they see, but they don't see. They're spiritually blind. They've rejected Jesus Christ. Their sin remaineth. Friends, this is very clear, is it not? Unless you're blind. And I trust today that if you have rejected Jesus Christ or never accepted Him, you'll open your heart and mind to receive Him.